When we last left our heroes, we had been discussing, we had gotten into Derech this Tosfos, we'll see how far we can get today. We had been getting into the sugya of the machlokas of trei seked rabbanu seked oraisa, which basically meant, according to the mainstream approach, we'll have to see if we can get to other approaches, whether mida oraisa a chazaka is machriya trei or a chazaka is not machriya a trei. And we suggested two ways of understanding what the sort of machlokas is, which are two different, very fundamental machlokas. Let's look at each of those individually. One issue is, right, the nature of trei utrei. And already it's Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, coming up soon, who gave us a language to analyze trei utrei. Tosfos says, trei utrei kamando lesadami, right? You might have noticed the Crunch Sasvekos thinks that that lashon you shouldn't make a big deal of. He didn't mean it's a dafka, but pashas, he meant the dafka. And you can have a chakira is trei utrei kiman de lesa or kiman de isa. Meaning, when we have two edim versus two edim, do we say that now there's just this unlimited ultimate bira on both sides and you're sort of stalemated? Or do we say throw out all the edim because trei utrei kiman de lesa and you're back to square one? So you could have a chakira. Keman, trei keman de lesa, which is the expression of Tosfos on the base of base in our Masechet, or trei keman de isa. What we wanted to suggest is that maybe an achdamina of this hakira would be the first way. It's, I forget if it was Rabbi Eger's first or second way, right? He had two ways of analyzing it. But what the first way we'll say of analyzing the Machlok and Betray Trey Seiko the Rice of Seiko Rabban, one Afkamina would be what to do with Chazaka Bimakom. What to do with a Chazaka Bimakom Trey? If you assume Chazaka, let's say assume Chazaka is some sort of beaver, then if Trey is command the less, then Chazaka works the Makom Trei Trei, which is basically another way of saying the Shita that Trei Trei Sfeika Durabanan, according to the Shat mainstream understanding. And this is exactly what Tosfos said in Daf Lamed Beis Amudbeis. Chazaka works Makom Trei Trei because Trei Trei command the less. Doesn't mean Chazaka works the Makom Sfeika the Dina or a kind of Safek, which is more Isa. While if you said that trei utrei is on the isa, then chazaka does not work. Makom trei utrei, and this would be the manda amar trei utrei sfeika de oraisa. And we pointed out the that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger and some of the other mekoros here pointed out that. That might tie into, right, this is sort of the last thing we put on the board, not just Chazaka, but all kinds of birur, whether they work from Makom Trei or Trei or not. Let me just see how we put it on the board last time for a second. Here we are. What about, for example, a robe of Makom Trei or Trei, or amigo of Makom Trei or Trei, etc. Right, so 1.2, how about rove? I mean, there's basically all the same thing. Rove, bimakum, trei. So you would say it works, or it doesn't work. And this is clearly the opinion of the Shev Shmaitza. The Shev Shmaitza says, Ro for sure doesn't work from trei utrei lekuliyama. Shev Shmaitza, Migu makum trei utrei. So the Shev Shmaitza says, part of that it doesn't work.
But maybe it should work. And this is exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eger. D8. Fiyeshnan. Bays, Deos, Betosos. Whether Migo works in a Chariot Trey Trey. Ah, how can Migo add to the Manus and Trey Trey? If it's by the Lessa, it can add to the Manus of Trey Trey. And we saw, by the way, it might make sense that Tosfos is struggling with this. Whether Migo works from Trey Trey or not, even that Tosfos not one of the Bays of Aleph starts with its Dovi, Zevedoch, and Zevedoch was not confident of this. Or how about the question of a Omdina, Cheskas Omdina? Not Chazaka de Meikara, like we're talking about, like keep the status quo. Pimakum Trey Trey, right? Here also, the Shev Shmaitza. I mean, these are all basically saying that for me. Do other beers work? Mokum Trey Trey, this way, Shev Shmaitza said that it's Pasha that it doesn't work, or Yekiva Eger, who had sort of two deos, let's say he is Mesopic about it. He says, well, I'm not sure which side of the Skakir to take. So I'm not sure if it works Mokum Trey Trey or not. Interestingly, Tosfos on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the toast that we're going to spend time talking about, says at the very end, not at the very end, but sort of the last inyan of Tosos says someplace, why we mokem cheskas ishus ish when there's trey or trey? Omriya tam the asya cheska the daika umitsaba umara cheskas ishus ish. Ah, the cheskas isha daya umitsaba takes away the cheskas ishus ish. But it's interesting, there's trey or trey, and yet Tosos thinks that Isha Daika Uminsva is relevant here. What's Cheskas Isha Daika Uminsva? That's not a chazaka of keeping status quo. That's a Cheskas Umdina, meaning a woman would check and double check. And Tosfos explains why she has incentive to double check and triple check before she remarries, right? She would make sure her husband's really dead before she remarries. And therefore, that's a Cheskas Umdina. Umdina, he must be dead. How does an Umdina help with their trey or trey? So that's clearly Tosfos and Nachlam Beis Amud Aleph suffer. That it works, right? That a cheskas omdina works even b'makom trey trey. That would make sense. That would follow the day in Tosos, even though Tosos thought it was a little dachuk. That trey trey command de lessa. In the Kuntra Sfeikos here, which I realized that this Kuntra Sfeikos really was in the middle of a big discussion, it might have been a little hard to follow. But just the ikaron he brings up there, he has a fascinating, totally different afkamina where the trey trey is fine, he's fine de lessa. Says, what if you have a dus gomer that I sold my house to Ruth? Trey Trey, whether there was a tenai in the sale that made it fail, right? A dus gomer that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, A dus gomer that on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I sold my house to Ruth Berman, and it's his house. Now, there's a Trey Trey as to whether there was a T'nai that he would sell me his apartment. And he didn't sell me his apartment. It's basically a Trey Trey, whether there's a T'nai that's Mevatel the Mecca or not. Right? Trey Trey, whether there's a T'nai that was Mevatel the Mecca. Two of them say, no one ever made a T'nai. And two of them say, I heard him make a T'nai. Okay, you can have other similar things. The basic yesod is that you have a Vadai Chalos, and a trade chain, whether it's something you want to bottle, what do you do in that case? What do you do in that case? So here's where this is the middle of a very complex discussion, which is quoting the Mishlo Melech, he's arguing the Mishlo Melech, but just to avoid getting into too many details, but let's just put, Keman de Lessa, Keman de Isa, what about a Vadai Mekach? And Trey Utrey al Tnai Hamivatel es Hamekach. I think it could be that the Ikaron, the same, it's not a Tnai. Trey Utrey with something to Vatel Mekach. You understand where we're going here. If we see it as Trey Utrey command to Lessa, then just throw up the Trey Utrey and you have a perfectly good Mekach here. Right? So there's Trey Utrey, throw up the Trey Utrey. You have no idea if there was a Tanai, if there's a Bithel or not, you're left with a Vadai Mekach. But if you say Trey Trey Pandi Isa, basically you have two Adim, there was a sale, two Adim, there wasn't a sale. And what do you mean, being a Vatel the Mekach? Two Adim was sold, two Adim wasn't sold. Go back to assuming we pass in Trey Trey Sekhid Rabbanan, like Tosos. go back to the Marakama.
So here, again, without getting into the details, because I realized there were too many details in that little piece of Kunshna Sfeikos, it's nice that he focused on the Lashon of Tosos, but to actually follow the case he's talking about is much too complicated. But basically, if it's Kaman Belesa, then you would say you have Vaday Mekach, right? Because throw out the Edos on the Tanai and you have a Vaday Mekach. If you would say Treyu Trey is Kaman Deisa, then what would you say? You would say you had a Safek Mekach, because there's two Edom was sold, two Edom wasn't sold. I don't care if the two Edom said it was sold, two Edom say it wasn't, or it was Vaday sold, two Edom say it was a Tanai that takes away the sale, two Edom there's in. Lamaisa, there's two Edom that it was sold, two Edom that it wasn't. And then there'd be all the nafkaminas of how you compare it to all the other cases, which gets complicated. What's nice, the reason I want you to look at this little snippet of Kunshna Sfeikos, that the Mishnah Lamelech, even though he admits he goes back and forth, says the Mishnah Lamelech, quoting this Kunshna Sfeikos, he says, the Mishnah Lamelech quotes our Tosos. He quotes a Mishnah Lamelech who says, no, that Trey Kaman the Lesnu, Benishar Amekach Betokfo, obviously quoting our Tosos. Where does the Mishnah Lamelech get that lashon from? So this is the Mishnah Lamelech, Alpi Tosfos and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. What does the Kunshna Sfeikos say back to him? He says, no, that's ridiculous. He says, that's ridiculous? I mean, it's an interesting question. Then what if I for sure owed you money? There's Trey Trey with my paint. Would we say, well, forget the Trey Trey and I still owe you the money? Maybe we would, I don't know. He thinks for sure not. And he says, no way. Pirsha, he says, no one means Kamandalesa literally as if they weren't there. No, that's not what anyone means. It doesn't have some special koach and you view it like other sveikos. But it doesn't mean you throw it out the gamre. Maybe it just means like you don't treat it as such a unique suffix. So he basically tries to water down the lashon of Kamandalesa. Nizdi Kunshna Sfeikos, that's Tosfos' brother. Kuntras Hasfeikos. And he said the lashon of Tosos on Lamed Beis Amud Beis is Lavdavka. He doesn't use the word Lavdavka. That would be sort of prejudicing against himself. He just says they don't mean it's Mamish Kamandalesa like throw it out Lagamri. They just mean, don't think that, you know, it prevents you from following the Chazaka. You know, don't take it out for this purposes. Okay, but he actually thinks this phrase, Kaman Delesa, means is not 100% clear, but it's clear he doesn't think it can throw it out with God.
It seems like he's coming from, I know he doesn't quote it, but it seems like he's coming from which sounds exactly like him, like Gemara Numa, that says, in a case of Trey or Trey, Gemara Numa asks that there are two people coming up. About a guy, whether he should eat on Yom Kippur, he said whether, and then we say there are people on each side, and we say we listen to one, and said, oh, isn't it Trey Kameya? And then the Gemara says there, meaning it's not true that Trey Kameya really, meaning Trey and Trey, it's true. Leinian Edus, they cancel each other out, but if you have something else that's at the scale, i.e., a Chazaka or something else.
No, I think that's what they're saying. What they're saying in Yom is that for Edus, we say Trey Kameya. When you don't have Edus in the first place, like the Giz in Yom, there's no Edus, no one's testifying anything. They're only giving expert opinions. When there's no Edus in the first place, there's different rules, but they're not contrasting Edim versus Edim with something else. They're contrasting Edim versus something that has nothing to do with Edus.
No, they're saying that there are people on each side. It says they would cancel it out, leaning Edus, but there's something else going on.
What he's saying is there's not even Edus here in the first place. No one's being made anything. They're just giving opinions.
They're being made that the guy should or should not.
No, they're not being made. Made means you're telling us what happened. They're giving us their opinion. That's not Edus. What they're saying is not Edus at all here. That's what the Gemara is saying. This has nothing to do with Edus whatsoever. It's irrelevant to Edus. So I don't think it's relevant.
Isn't it two aspects to
no, I don't think that's what he's saying. No, I don't think that's what he's saying at all. What they're saying is that's not Edus at all. It's like a Bezdin. If a Bezdin paskins, right? If a Bezdin 23 paskins, you know, 13 to 10, no one says Trey Kameya. Trey Kameya is about Edus. It's not about Dayanus. And there, it's more like Dayanus. They're judging, you know, what's the right approach. They're not testifying to what happened. No one's testifying. They're testifying, it might be different, but no one's testifying. Maybe the doctors aren't testifying. It's like two doctors say his temperature was, you know, 98 degrees, and three doctors say his temperature was 110 degrees. No, they're just giving us their opinions. That has nothing to do with Edus. Yummy.
Yeah. Last time, Irving presented the machloket pasli as whether they're arguing about trei trei or hazaka. So, what does Irving mean by appending the trei trei sfeika d'oraita?
What I mean is, this is within the first time they're arguing about trei trei. These are other things that would be affected by it.
Okay.
Now, here, let's take the second side, and this is what I want to spend more time on. The second side. The second side is that they're arguing about hazaka. Right, this is a big inyan, as you can imagine. So big that, you know, we're not going to even remember everything I want to say about it. But what can you say? You say they're arguing about, yes, Ari.
Just in terms of your question, if you say that machloket is about hazaka, then you're still saying it's mani isa.
Correct. Exactly. Meaning, if you're saying it's about hazaka, everyone agrees it's mani isa.
Something that would do something here. Meaning, whenever you present it as if you pull that, the machloket is about hazaka, that's correct.
Correct. Meaning, let's say that this. One derech, according to the other derech, everyone holds on to Isa, and nonetheless they argue because of Hakir Bel Chazak, right? Or, well, I think this is what you want me to do. Make a little asterisk. Lefi haderech hasheni lekuli alma kaman di Isa ba'afal pikein nechleku be'inyan chazaka. Does that clarify what you're asking, Yoni?
Okay, great.
So let's assume it also clarifies what Ari's asking. Now, Chazaka, what was the big yeshivish chakira about Chazaka? Right? This chakira is before in all the achronim about Chazaka, right? Virer Hanhaga, is Chazaka proving to us what happened? Either a scientific proof, or even it's not a scientific proof. It's halachically considered a proof. Or it's not about proof at all. It's about record keeping. It's about that the Torah says everything has a status for whatever reason. I don't have to tell you the reason. The Torah says, but maybe the reason is just because, like, that's the way you can live your life. Keep everything the same until proven otherwise. And the meaning of the chakir is, do we think, if Cheskas Isser says author, does that mean we think it's author? Or does that mean we don't think anything? It just is paskin to be usher because it used to be usher, and we're not ready to change that yet, right? So is it what we think is true? Is it telling us what we think is true? Or is it only telling us how we should paskin? That is the chakira. So let's deal with this chakira. Do we say birur? Or do we say it is a hanhaga? And again, the first nafkamina, and here I'll put in the asterisk mil bachila, so Yoni will not have any kashas on me, is maybe according to the second derech, what are the nafkaminas? Number one, chazaka b'makom trei utrei, according to one derech, meaning the other derech, not the same one derech, obviously. If you say chazaka is a birur, then how do you do a birur makom trei utrei? Trei utrei is really the ultimate birur. Assuming command the Isa, which I think is the more mainstream approach, even though it's not the one before Shimon Lai and Tosos. You could say then, no, Chazaka lo mehani, because Trei Kimea. And that is the opinion of Treyu Trei Sfeika D'Oraisa. But if you say Van Haga, then about Chazaka mehani. Because whenever you don't know, we clearly don't know. Trey, trey, we don't know. If we don't know, we keep the status quo as it is. Poshit is Bahani, and that is the man number Trey, trey. Sveika Jerabanan. Again, this is Lafi, one derech. According to the other derech, Lafi, Haderech Hasheni, Lekuli Alma, Chazaka. Mishum birur, ba'afilu hachi, nechleku, b'inyan, treyu trey. Okay, that answers Yoni's question before he asked it. Now, there could be, basically at this point, there could be a gazillion. I won't, but I could give you at least 20 nafkaminas on the board here. We'll see how much time we have, because we also want to deal more with our sugya. Because this is, Chazaka is fundamental all over Shas. And, you know, how many nafkaminas there are in probably just depends how wide you look and what you consider the same nafkamina and what you consider a different nafkamina. You know, what's a 1.1 and what's a 2? etc. Okay, but there are many, many nafkaminas to how we view chazaka, because chazaka is so crucial all over Shas. Let's just look at some of them, and I will admit, if you have 20 nafkaminas here, I think we will see general patterns. Obviously, each of these nafkaminas, you could always go through and say, no, there's something about that local issue which makes it perhaps not a nafkamina according to some shitas, but at least all else being equal, what we would say is a nafkamina. Let's just start with some of the, well, before we start with some of the things in our sheet, let's look at some formulations. The Rambam, I thought, had a nice formulation. The Rambam doesn't weigh in on a lot of these nafkaminas, which is unfortunate. Maybe if we were a diet more, but not a foolish at least. So the Rambam had a nice formulation, Perish Pnais and Nazar. We mentioned this. What did he say? He says, Ha'ekar shem hosag matzah matsuyam, nashirenu b'chez kaso achi dover borer misalto meos chadaka. If something's in a certain matzah, something has a status, we keep that status till we know it changed. Why? V'chol dover v'sheish bo sam yoshor sacheres, ha'reina chadag mistalekes. I should have started a line earlier. Things will be meaning there'll be no end. It'll be reductio ad absurdum. There's no end to the spekos you can have if we follow possibilities. Or rather, we just stay in chazaka. Says the Rama, why do we keep with chazaka? Because it's impossible to take into account all the possibilities. Just too confusing, too complex. Now someone could say, we'll deal with it. The Rambam basically sounds like, why do we have the rule of chazaka? Because otherwise, it's just not practical. That sounds more like anhaga than a mirror. We just keep things they are because we're not going to start worrying about everything. It's too hard to worry about everything. Same for the xeris akasa, keep things the way they are. That sounds more like anhaga. On the other hand, one of the clearest formulations of mirror is the nesivas. Because the nesivas contrasts chazaka to meikara. By the way, the phrase for chazaka we're talking about is chazaka meikara, meaning if it used to be something, meikara, then it's still something. That's called status quo. With chetkas mom, that whoever's holding the money keeps it. And he says, what does he say here? He says, he's talking about the case of Taros. What's the case of Taros? That there was a guy who was bechezkas tamid, and he told in a mikvah, which was bechezkas kasher. And now we find the mikvah is possible. So what do we do with all those three factors? What does it say about these factors? Shani Hatsum Bataros, Shnei Chazokos, Chazokos HaMevaroros Hein. Says, these Chazokos by Mikvah are Mevaroros. Chazokos that a Mikvah stayed kosher, or stayed puzzle, or a person stayed tummy, or stayed tahor, those are Chazokos Mevaroros. Masha Enkin Cheskas Mama, Glav Chazokos Vararerity. And we're actually, you have to hold the hold to me on Mosul Lorai. Okay, you have a Chazok. Hakira, now is not the day of Hakira Cheskas Mama. Right? But what is it saying? Cheskas Mamlon Hamotz Mikoril Varaya. That's not a chazak from Vareris. The fact that we don't make you pay until we have a proof, that's not a beaver. That's just passivity. We don't make you pay until we have a proof. But chazak to be covered, that's a beaver. Chazak on Vareris. That's a very clear formulation, this Nesivos. That is chazak on Vareris. Here we'll put in the Nesivos. He says, what's his Lashon again? His Lashon is Chazokos Hamivaros Hain, right? Chazokos Hamivaros Hain. And here, this is certainly the mashmos, at least, of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that it's just that the Torah says to keep things where they are because we don't want to have infinite tzedekos. So, what might be an afkamina? Let's just go and order this list, some of them. The famous discussion of the Pnei Yoshua. What about Mamzer? What's the din of Mamzer? Anyone know the special Zeres Akasa by Mamzer? Mamzer Vadai below Safek Mamzer. Aha. So what if you have Cheskas Mamzer? Mamzer Al Pi Chazaka. That's an interesting question. Mamzer Al Pi Chazaka. Right, classic example. The mother was the Cheskas Eishes Ish, then she married someone else and had a baby. So Al Pi Chazaka is a Mamzer. Right? But we don't know. It's really 50-50. She'll be Chazaka. Is Al Pi Chazaka Mamzer Vadai? Or is Al Pi Chazaka called a Mamzer Safek? We treat Chazaka as a Vadai Psak, but is it qualifies or called Safek? Now again, every Nafka you can say, maybe they're arguing about the contours of Mamzer Vadai and Mamzer Safek. Certainly could be. But the Pnei Yoshua claims is a Machlokes Rishonin. He reads the Rambam and he brings before us in the Rid and the Prichadosh. Prichadosh, not a Rishon, but he quotes him that it's considered Safek Mamzer. And Tosfos thinks that it is considered a Mamzer Vadai. So perhaps Mamzer Al Pi Chazaka, if you viewed as a Birur, then you would say he's called a Mamzer Vadai, which is Pnei Yoshua,
V'das Tosfos. But if you said it to a man Haga, no, we treat him as a manservant. You can't say he's a manservant. V'adai, then maybe he would be called a Suffolk manservant with a psach. But that's still a Suffolk manservant, and therefore, since it's special Xeris custom, he's not a manservant. And this is the Pnei Yoshua V'das HaRambam U'Veshem, the Rid, and the Prihadash.
Don't give Skila Pichazaka.
Don't we give Skila al Pichazaka? So that is a great question. Maybe we should have had that also. It's not clear what kind of Chazaka we give Skila based on. I mean, when we say we give Skila based on Chazaka, it's not clear that's a regular, this kind of Chazaka. Once you give Skila Pichazaka, let's say a guy, excuse my lack of politeness here. You know, a guy sleeps with his mother, right? And we're going to kill him. And then he says, what? How do you know? He says, my mother? She's not my mother. What are you talking about? She's just a stranger. We're just putting on a show, whatever. She's not really my mother. Right? And you say, Shami Nash Kadigli Surah. He wants to admit she's his mother. You don't kill someone based on Shami Nash Kadigli Surah. So he wants to say, Soklin Besorfin Alpi Hanakazakos. Soklin Besorfin Alpi Hazakos, or a daughter, or whatever the case may be. Soklin Besorfin Alpi Hazakos. Well, I'd say she was always considered your mother until now. She is muchsav to be your mother, so we assume that's true. But that might not be exactly like chazaka may occur when she was once your mother, she stays your mother. I mean, can't actually change. That chazaka means more like when everyone knows something, we assume it's true until proven otherwise. That might not be exactly the same as this kind of chazaka. That might be more when everyone knows something, we don't question until proven otherwise. Might not be exactly the same. Might not be exactly the same. And they're also like, I mean, his time is very suspicious. Like you acted like this forever, and all of a sudden you're telling me it's not true and it's convenient for you. That's a lot more suspicious. Meaning that seems like a stronger beer than any chazaka. So yesh lodin there. How about another example would be, this is really the case of Tosfos Nachlam Beis on Beis. For some reason, it's famous as Rias, but I don't know why. What about Chazaka B'makom Sfeikim Tegina? That's always a great beer in a Hagana Tegina. Chazaka B'makom Sfeika Tegina. Why is that such a great Tegina? What's Sfeikim Tegina? We're not sure whether Halacha is like the Rambam or the Raivin, or Rabban or Yosef in Tosfos case, etc. So can we paskin based on chazaka? Seriously, I was thinking, if chazaka is a beer, it can be mevarer whether you're an eshesish, whether you're not an eshesish. It can't be mevarer whether the Rambam's right or the Rambam's right. It can't be mevarer whether Rav Yosef's right or Rava's right. A sfeik in the din is a something in theoretical shas, right? Is Rava right or Rav Yosef right? The answer is, oh, be chazaka, we'll paskin like Rava. You can't be mevarer like Rava. Nothing that would see us. Nothing about this particular case can be mevarer who's right in the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch about all cases through eternity. Right? It's not shy to be mevarer sfeik d'dina except LP halachic give and take, not LP based on the case. Let's take a classic example. This is what Tosfos is saying in Lamed Beis and Beis. Again, he says the dochak, so we're not sure exactly which part he's committed to, which part he's less committed to. But he says over there, Machlok is Rav and Rav Yosef, whether certain Nika works or not. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, since there is a Marakama, who's Mochzav, that Chazaka is Machria, that, I don't remember who it is, that Rav is right. What do you mean? How can the Chazaka be Mevarir, just because Yoni's the Marakama or I'm the Marakama? How is that Mevarir that Rav is right and Rav Yosef is wrong? Or that Rav Yosef is right and Rav is wrong? It's not Shaik and Mevarir Machlokas in Torah, based on which of us is muchzak. And so too, for all, she's becheskes eshesish. It's a machlokes, Tosfos with a Rambam, whether her get is valid. So let's be machria based on chazaka, like Tosfos, that the get is invalid. How can her chazaka be machria, whether Tosfos is right or the Rambam is right? It's not shayek mevarer staking the dina, unless you're a bigger tamachachim than Tosfos and the Rambam, you bring proof. But that's shy of the virus taking the Dina. So here,
Long shaya chazak al makom seyid divina. And this is the opinion of Tosfos Lamed Beis on Beis and the Riaz in Chulin. Says the Riaz, I don't have the Riaz here. I don't remember his exact case. He says it's not shayach to Chulin. Anyone see Chulin?
I think Rabbi took out all the Gemaras.
Yeah. What?
Is the Chulin one that's in that stand?
No, no, I mean a Chulin with an axe, so I can see the Riaz.
Oh,
I thought maybe we left from some year when they learned this perhaps. But okay, Murphy's Law. Anyway, but if it's on Hagga, then it makes a lot of sense. Say that the Dina means there's no way to know. Who am I to know if the Rambam's right or the right, or if the Tosfos is right? Who am I to know if Rambam's right or Rabbi Yossi's right? I throw out my hands. It's an irresolvable suffix. On Hagga works great when there's an irresolvable suffix. When there's an irresolvable suffix, keep it in the Chazaka, right? So then Chazaka should work in Makkah Sveik the Dina. If it was on Hagga, but if it's a beaver, then it makes sense that it would work. Makom Sveika did another great nafkamina could be, perhaps the famous the Onigyantif thinks this is a nafkamina. Says the Onigyantif.
The Achronim generally assume that Chazaka doesn't work.
The Achronim generally assume Chazaka does not work in Makom Sveika Dina. I think the Achronim generally pass like to be us or like Tosfos. In which case, they're sort of a Korea based on the side of beaver, which is fascinating.
Right. What places it sound like on Hagga?
That is a, you know, the truth is, I don't know what each of the Akron holds. I do know that's certain mainstream. You know, maybe it happened to Ayin more, and then, you know, perhaps we have to make some sort of Shara in the middle someplace or not. See, maybe you're wrong about what we normally think. Okay, it definitely, there's a lot more to be Ayin. That I'm promising you.
When we have a Sveik the Dina, what we really are vying for is a minhag, like a sort of existent hanhaga. You know, we're naturally leaning towards a hanhaga. We don't even talk about chazaka of like what a situation is. We care about how to behave now because we have a Sveik. It doesn't lend itself to.
That's exactly what I said.
Right, but
meaning chazaka is beaver, it's not even shy to talk about.
So then
we're not paying for a beaver. We're looking for a hanhaga.
To the first question, like obviously, no one's going to paskin that we follow a chazaka of what the Metzias is when we have a Sveik Adina. It doesn't make any sense. So why are we asking for?
Because the answer is the Hanhaga is keep everything the status it is because we have no way of knowing. That's so crazy. Why is that so crazy? We're looking for Hanhaga. The Hanhaga is chazaka.
But if there was a minhag in a particular place for asking the question, obviously we'd follow.
No, let's assume there's no minhag. Let's all assume there's no minhag. Let's assume there's no minhag. That would be a psak. Let's assume there's no minhag. You're right, there's a minhag that's different. Let's assume
there's no minhag. We're looking for a psak. We have a Sveik HaDina, and now
the right, but let's assume there's no minhag in this case.
Wait, I mean, that's a bit of an ukimta considering every place tends to have minhag on most things.
No, a lot of people's I don't think that's true. People only have minhag on everyday occurrences. People don't have minhag on all kinds of weird cases that are Sveik HaDinas.
Okay.
Unless the Shulchan Aruch tells you there's a minhag of Sakh, but often it doesn't.
Okay. And that's probably why there's a complete mainstream that no one thinks to follow a Chazaka when we just want a minhag anyways.
Yeah, but if there's no minhag, I think it would still be a discussion. There's plenty of cases where there's no minhag. Plenty is 19. Okay, the Onigyantif, I mean, he starts out with something. He connects two things. The Onigyantif, basically, again, the Onigyantif is not like a modern-day Litvish Rosh Hashiva. He doesn't say, here the Bakiras and Achuminas. What he wants to do is, in order to get to the point he's getting at after the part I put here, he wants to connect two different machlokos. Says, I'll connect these two machlokos, they're not communas of the same Chakira. And he gives you the Chakira, gives you the Achuminas. What are his two Achuminas? He says, one, he goes back to, he says, what's another classic Achumina between Birur and Hanhaga? How about Chazaka Bitarti Disasri? How about two Chazakas that are still to each other? Right? Two Chazakas that are still to each other, meaning in both cases you want to follow the Chazaka, but it's still to each other. We just have that case in the last Sugya. Rav Huna or Chista, that's what everything in Yotam says. Rav Huna or Chista are two Chazakas that are still to each other. Why? Rav Huna says, Cheskes Kashrus of Ruin and Shimon, Cheskes Kashrus Levi and Yehuda, they're all kosher. And what does Rav Chista say? One way of reading Rav Chista, according to the Onigyantif, is how can you say Chazaka, Ruben and Shimon are kosher? How can you say Chazaka, Levi and Yehuda are kosher? If Ruben and Shimon are kosher, then Levi and Yehuda are puzzle, because they were Shnei Kedim and Mechim Zezet. And if Levi and Yehuda are kosher, Ruben and Shimon are puzzle. They can't all be kosher. If they can't all be kosher, then we have no choice but to puzzle all of them be suffic.
right? That's one way to analyze the machlokes of Rav Huna and Rav Tista. Was, do you say chazdoka v'makom tarti desasri? That's the Oni Yontzov's analysis. I don't remember if we quoted the name Oni Yontzov to associate with this, or we just, okay, we did, and we were diking in the Rabbi Gershom. But he said, this is enough for me, the Hakira. A birur, you can't have tarti desasri. Birur means this is what I think. I can't think Reuven and Shimon told the truth and think Levi and Yehuda told the truth, because one of them is lying. You can't have a birur tarti desasri is impossible. So that means I think two mutually contradictory things. So here he says is, ein holchin achar chazaka, right? This is the only yontif safmina. And he said, maybe this is the svara of Rav Chisda. You can't follow chazaka when you tarti desasri, because it's a birur. And he makes a chakira on this. This whole chakira is very widespread in all the achronim. This only yontif is one of the many classic koros. Right, says that the what's the plunger of Huner Chisser Chisser Sovereign of Mina Chazaka will turn him the Chazaka Me'ames Lanu Me'ames Miloshan Emes Shlo Nasa Bedover Shon Donabol of Shomes Kanchus Uvadai who Uvadai will trust Rishon. Notice the code words use Emes Vadai. That's Beaver. He's saying it's Beaver, and therefore he says you can't have Beaver that Reuven and Shimon told the truth and Beaver that Yehuda and that Levi and Yehuda told the truth, because that's mutually contradictory. Someone lied here. As opposed to what does Rav Huna think? He says, Rav Huna, Mahani Chazakam, Shun Masha Omer Torah Chazakam, Lo Mesha Chazakam, Varad Lano Ha'inyan. No, Rav Huna is not in favor of Birur. Ratcha Torah, Shakal Dor Shalom, Sofi, Nasi Kenim, Chazakam, Shona. We just keep it the way it is. And that's a very beforeish again. You don't need to be in the 20th century to have this Hakira. This Hakira has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. He says, no. Holchin, if it's a hanhaga, then it doesn't have to be true. They're a kosher, art can't be true. I don't care if it's true. That's what we passed it, right? If it's not claiming to be true, it doesn't have to be consistent. If it's claiming to be true, it has to be consistent. Holchin, achar, chazaka, even betarti desasri, and he wants to say this is Rav Huna. What else does he want to tell me on this? His chiddush is, bisod hadavar machzikim eisr leisr, nearly to tell you, plug to Rav Huna, Rav Chisda b'shuas. What is Machzik me'isr le'isr, the famous machlokes. Machzik me'isr le'isr. What if something is usr, and that isr went away, but we're not sure if it was replaced with the second isr or not? Do we say, well, cheskes isr, if it's usr, it stays usr? Or no, what kind of, what do you mean cheskes isr? The isr went away. It's the cheskes heter. Okay, in the abstract, it's very hard to follow. Let me give you the concrete nafkamina. An animal, when it's alive, is for sure usher mishum, which is her? Eiver minachai. If you shecht it and you mess up the shechita, it's usher to the which is her? Neveva. Okay, when it was alive, it for sure wasn't neveva. It was eiver minachai. When you shecht it, it might have become neveva, but it's for sure not eiver minachai anymore. Do we say cheskes isser from eiver minachai to neveva? Or do we not say cheskes isser from eiver minachai to neveva? No, Andra, we say it's the cheskes of being eiver minachai, but that for sure changed, so that's not even a suffix. And it's the cheskes of not being neveva, so it's still not neveva.
Don't you, he says suffix trefus, you mean the same thing? His words.
Whose words?
The only example.
What does he say?
You get through these, sir, to go back to an old dealer, suffix trefus.
Okay, the you're right, he's dealing with a case that has to do with trefa. The original case is more about nevela. You could also for sure have the trefa case as long as you know it wasn't trefa in the first place. You're right, so you can also have a case with trefa, meaning let's say you know it wasn't trefa when it was born. You don't know if it became trefa or not. Do you say that Cheskes Eiver Minachai proves it was trefa or not? Okay, the original case in the Vela, but it doesn't matter. It could be any. You can imagine a million Nafkaminas. So this, now, you could view this in different ways. It's not Pasha. But interestingly, this is going to underlie a few of the Nafkaminas, Lanias Daiti, and Lanias, you know, not Lanias, but Ladas, the Oneg Yontif. When you look at Chazaka, do you just look at the bottom line Psak, Usser or Mutter, or do you look at the reason behind the Psak? Usher because of what? Usher because of what? If you just look, like what he's saying is, if you're to matter from Haga, then maybe it's not morach. Maybe you should just look at bottom line sock. What's usher stays usher, what's mutter stays mutter. I don't care why it's usher and why it's mutter. Because we're not dealing with what's true. We're just dealing with what's the sock. Usher stays usher, mutter stays mutter. If you're looking at it as a beerer, no such thing as a beerer of mutter or beerer of usher. The beerer is, it has this isser, it doesn't have this isser. What he's saying is in this case, if you look at it as a beerer, it used to be Eivrei Achai. The fact that it used to be Eivrei Achai can't be mavara that now it's the deva or trefa. If it used to be Eivrei Achai, how is that a beer that now it's Nevela? Adrabba, it used to not be Nevela. It should be a beer that's not Nevela. If you're looking at beer, what is or can't be Mavara or new Isser? The fact that it used to be Eivrei Achai about a beer that it became Nevela. That's ridiculous. But you look at the Hanhaga, then Esher, not Osher, but Esher, the fact that Osher means it stays Osher. So this is what's called the Lashon Achronah, not Lashon Rishonin. Machzikim make Isser the Isser. Right? Example is Kigon may Aver min Hachai Linevela or Trefa. Right? So this is a famous machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in a few places, most explicitly in Beit Tzedav Chaf Hey. Right? Rash, the Gemara says, again, this is not the Onan Yosef's case, but the Gemara says, when you shecht an animal, you assume that it's not kosher until you prove it's kosher. Suffolk is trait. Suffolk is usher. Why? Says Rashi. So it's Bechazkas Isser, Eivrei Achai, so it stays Bechazkas Isser, and maybe it's Nevela. Or maybe it's trait in some cases. Not in most cases. Right? So Rashi says, Machzikim Isser Isser. And Tosos disagrees. So Rashi makes more sense from a perspective of Hanhaga. Rashi says, Machzikim may Isser Isser. Why? Usher stays usher. Who cares why? Usher stays usher. I don't care why usher stays usher. Usher stays usher. Tosfos holds. Ein machzikin me isser le isser. Why machzikin le isser? That's ridiculous. Just to use me in the high does not mean we should now think that it's nevela or trefa or anything. No, now it's not Eivrei Achai. There's no chesedus at all. Chesedus disappears. For sure that Eivrei Achai is dead in front of us. Right? Okay. Then Tosfos explains, so why did the Gemara talk to save you to suffering sheep as usher? Tosfos said that another thing Eivrei Achai tells the Benson new Isra say to solve this problem called Isra Eino Zvucha, which is kolo anything that's not shechted properly, whether alive or dead, and say that taka is a kazaka that thought you still listen to state Isra. Okay, but now I'm not saying this mogri. You could say even mean Tzadhan Hodra. Each Isra is a separate file, let's say, in the heavenly record books. But you understand, if you want to give a wondrous explanation, why does the machlok to show the machzikin le isser le isser? If something's usser, does that chesed isser, even if that isser went away and there's another isser here that might have come? It's not a hug. It makes sense. Usser says usser. I don't care why it's usser. It's not deeper. In fact, it's Eivrei Achai. How's that mavara that it's nevela or trefa? That's ridiculous. It's for sure not Eivrei Achai. So that's what the Onan Yom Tov says is a nice nafkamina. Some of the other nafkaminas going in order of this is the famous discussion of Shem Shmaitza about Chazaka Ha'asuya Leishtanus. What about a Chazaka that naturally is expected to change? Here, one can easily say that's not a Chazaka Lekulia. Sure, but a Chazaka that's meant to change, that's not really much of anything, but you can understand. Mitzad Birer, it's really hard to say Chazaka Asuya Leishtanus is worth anything. Chazaka that is fated to change. So like, what kind of viewer is it that's still true? If maybe Kara was fated to change, right? Like, classic thing about Shanos is Cheskas Katnos, right? Say you're right. What's the famous rabbinic quip? It's I'm young, but that's a move over. So Cheskas Katnos is obviously going to change eventually. You're going to be gadol. There are other chazakas that might be asuyas lishtanos. So what about chazakas asuyas lishtanos? We thought we were no way to consider that chazaka. How's a chazaka supposed to change? It was meant to, you know, we're expecting it to change all along. Mitzad hanhaga, after you could say, no, I don't care if we expect it to change. The mice and status stays the same until you prove it changes. And so maybe you could say chazaka asuyas lishtanos. Again, don't, I don't have time to get into the pure day project. Obviously, each one of these you can analyze more, you can analyze a little differently, you can always answer up. I'm just saying, at first glance, how would we analyze this? So yeah, obviously you can always complicate matters, but have a chazaka ha'isuya lehishtanos, mitzad birur, you would think that it's not a chazaka. Mitzad ha'anhaga, you would say, well, it's still a chazaka. Everything stays the same status, don't prove it otherwise. And this is the famous machlokas, many, many posts say it's not a chazaka, and the Shev Shmaitza, I only gave you the first paragraph, he goes on. He battles very, very hard to say that he's somehow very committed to this idea that it is a chazaka. He argues on the Maharit. There's just a lot of people say it's not a chazaka. This would be the Maharit. And this part is arguing about the Yukim and Tosos. But it's a quality argument. You know, if you look at those few prakim of Shev Shmaita, he discussed it for quite a while, for a couple prakim. He thinks it is a chazaka, while the Maharit thinks it's not a chazaka. That could have to do with this chakira. This also might tie into Chaim. I think I have no choice but to ask for your services here.
Back in business.
Yes, back in business. Good to have you back. So long. Hey, we only have professional photos of the board here. No amateur photography here.
It's weddings for this one.
And he wouldn't be. Where are we up to? Seven. The fascinating discussion of Chazaka Shlomo's Bara B'Shaita, famous smag. What about a Chazaka that you never actually knew was true at the time? This is it sounds like some weird abstract case, except it was mamish like Maisa B'Chol Yom, big halachah l'maisa shaila. In the days of the smog, from the days that grown in. Probably nowadays you don't get into these things so much. Nowadays it's different. Like, you know, if you have any suffix about a cow, you just like send it over to the trafe line for all the, you know, the native Argentinians and Uruguayans and et cetera. Once upon a time, you had one cow in town, you know, you really have to paskin every shayla, right? So this is super light. There is no bigger shayla than a shayla of a cow. Right, you don't know how big cows are. They're very, very expensive. Anyway, a behema that here it's not about the meat of the cow. A behema that you hear they shechted a behema and they found that it was trefa. What's the big shaila? How about all the cheese you made from that? Right, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. If you discover the animal's a trefa, what's that for the cheese? Why? Milk of a trefa is treif. So they never questioned the status of the milk, because the milk you drink that day, you know, so fine. Today's milk, you'll throw in the garbage, and yesterday's milk, either you drank already or it's spoiled. Cheese lasts forever, right? And it's very expensive, right?
They didn't cook for the milk.
What?
Stylus of their place.
Ah, you're saying what if the kalim they cooked the milk? I guess they could have had shilohs about that also, although, you know, perhaps those shilohs would be a little different. There'd be other factors involved. That's ben yomo, ain't a ben yomo. Actually, again, to fascinating questions, well, is there a cheskes heter on the kli or not? Okay, there's a lot you can talk. There's tons more than I can, you know, I can think of offhand to tell you about this. Anyway, let's just deal with this case. What are the Rabbeinu Shmuel? Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashban. He says all the cheese is mutter. Why? Because it was Bechezkat Heter. Why is the animal Bechezkat Heter? Because we passed in Trefa Eina.
Hi.
A Trefa can't live 12 months. Assuming the animal is more than 12 months old, then we've proved that it was once not a Trefa. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's say the animal is 2 years old. Okay, for the first year of her life, she wasn't a Trefa. Therefore, she's bechezkas heter, and therefore all the milk, all the cheese is kosher until proven otherwise, till today. And says, he quotes his Rebbe in the name of Zikni Rabbeinu Chaim, I guess his grandfather, the famous Rabbeinu Chaim Bal Tosfos, who said, no, kimishlos bara osa chazaka me'olam in l'smachodah. This is a funny chazaka. We never actually knew that it was there at the time. Why? Okay, it's a funny case. How do you have a chazaka the animal's not treif? Well, whenever it lives 12 months, you know it wasn't treif 12 months earlier. You can never know that chazaka at its time, Right? This is a chazaka you only know later that there was a chazaka once. You never know at the time. It's never varer b'shait. You can never have, I don't think you have to not thought it. You know, there are many chazakas. I never thought to paskin this at the time. Okay, not everyone thinks to paskin everything at the time. I don't think anyone would say chazaka is not about chazaka because no one thought to discuss it at the time. They could have discussed it at the time and seen the chazaka. Over here, the chazaka, by definition, you can never have known when that chazaka was true because it's only Gleim Milsa 12 months later. So is that a valid chazaka? Rabbeinu Chaim has a big chiddush. A chazaka that wasn't bor b'shaito is not a chazaka. Okay, what are they arguing about? It's always hard to tell what they're arguing about, but perhaps they're arguing about this chakira. If you look at it as a birur, well, my intuition is this. The Onig Yontif didn't discuss this. I'm sure if there's a maracha in the Otzer Yudin part of the Mesipta, then there's a shiur of someone who probably thinks this is enough for me and agrees with me. So let's assume that I have one of the Svarim on my side. If you're looking at it as a beaver depends on the facts as they were. Beaver depends on the facts. I'll leave it to Emes. Beaver should depend on the leave it to Emes. I'll leave it to Emes. We know that a year ago it was Becheskes Kashrus. I don't care if it was in Bar B'Shaita. We're in Bar the Emes. Beaver should depend more on a leave it to Emes. Hanhaga might depend not so much on a leave it to Emes what it was, but in our record books of Sach what it was. I'll leave it to Hilchasa. I'll leave it to Hilchasa. We never knew it was Becheskes Kashrus at the time. I'll leave it to help so you can never know the Becheskes Kashrus, because you don't know if you'll live another year or not. But I'll leave it to Emes. We know Lemafrei was Becheskes Kashrus. Meaning, Lemafrei, we know I'll leave it to Emes, it was Becheskes Kashrus. We never had a time when it was Becheskes Kashrus. Based on anything that could be humanly knowable, yet I don't even bother to discuss it. We never could have known it was Becheskes Kashrus. So maybe that depends on this Chakira. What I'm saying is, this Machlokes, Chazaka Shalom Nisbarra, B'shaita. Again, am I saying I would have made this up as an akdamina on my own? Probably not. But there is a machlokas for Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chaim about this. What is the yisod of the machlokas for Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chaim? I certainly don't have any better hesper than this. Maybe you could say mitzad birur, you would say like the Rashbam. Nisbarer lemafreya shahaisa b'chenskas Kashrus, but not Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi's Leisha, Rabbeinu Chaim Baltosos, but with Salman Hagi, you could say we never had a practical Lemaisa sock of Kashrus on this cow. We never practically Lemaisa knew this cow was kosher. Now, again, you could throw it a curveball. I might have even ended with an ellipsis here. Yes, you could throw it a curveball and say, no, maybe there's other totally different reasons to think the cow is kosher. And you could say, no, forget about this 12 months. Maybe there's other reasons to think the cow is kosher. Okay, that's other reasons. But besides this, what would you say? You would say, lo haya apam hanhogas kashrus. You never had a hanhoga that we knew that this animal was kosher because you only had it lemafreya.
Let me say the exact opposite. The way we were bonding towards this animal was with the test of kashrus, whether we knew it or not. Every time we eat a kosher animal, we're literally acting in a way that, how do we know it's not a trefa while we're eating it? We're acting in a way that it's tesis kashrus. That's how we live. So when we say
You are saying very well. This depends on you are saying very well. What you're saying is that Lemaisa, forget the acknowledged 12 months of Mafreya. Lemaisa, we assumed all along it was kosher for whatever reason. We assumed all along it was kosher. We assumed all along it was kosher for some reason.
That's why you relate to all kosher? Why don't we assume everything?
Why isn't that good enough? I hear exactly what you're saying. We assumed all along was kosher. Why shouldn't that be good enough? Why did we assume all along was kosher? Probably because rove animals are kosher. So that gets into the sugya of the akron of gol chazaka al pi rove. So why wouldn't, if Rabbeinu Chaim really hold this lumbus, why wouldn't he just be loaded? Why wouldn't he just be loaded for another reason? Now here, I neglected to bring the whole
the whole lashon here. And really, then you have to get into the rest of the smag. We said, well, maybe you could say that's the next part of the place. Maybe even without this bar is shaita, you could have other reasons say it's kosher. So maybe you're right. It could be. I remember Chaim himself. Okay, that's I remember Chaim himself. Maskana was the maisa. So I'll leave that. Maybe he would agree with you, or maybe you'd have to have a teretz. But I don't remember that the shita's the whole smag well enough. So I don't want to commit myself. Let's just look at one or two other things. Let's go to.
How does the whole 12-month thing get? How does the whole 12-month thing get off the ground if we say that post Talmud the 12 months may not actually work anymore, but we're stuck with the list and the Gemara?
Okay, that is a great question. The Achronim deal with this on the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, is it true that nowadays do we still use it? Given anything that lives for 12 months is not a trefa. Maybe nowadays the tevra of the trefa doesn't work the same way. That's a big, big, big sugya. I can't answer it. I can't answer it now. It's a big sugya. Lemais, okay. I think the post can still assume that. In the end, they say some nafkminus. We do rely on some nafkminus. We don't rely on it, but I think they would still agree with this assumption of the smog, but that's a big sugya, which I'm not prepared to get into now. Let's look at one or two other things. How about our sugya? Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. What's Machlokas Rashi and Tosos? Remember how we started with Yanai? Remember good old Yanai? He wasn't really good old Yanai. He was bad old Yanai. If you remember the whole story. But it was a geshmak sugya about bad old Yanai. Okay. Anytime people get upset at the Israeli politicians nowadays for being anti-religious. Okay, just remember, we used to have real anti-religious politicians who killed all the rabbis except one. Not so bad now. It could be a lot worse. You don't have to go back to Yanai. Stalin did the same thing. So could be a lot worse. We appreciate what we have. Anyway, what's the machlokas Rashi and Tosos here? The machlokas Rashi and Tosos is, does the chazaka of Yanai's mother work for Yanai, right? What is Tosos' answer? In Kiddush Nasamach Vav, it says, seemingly, right? If you remember at the end of the Ramban and the Ritva, they said, who said that's what the Gemara actually said there? But in Kiddush Samach Vav, it seems to have said, according to all Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim, that there's trey, whether Yanai's mother was Shvuya or was not Shvuya. And if there was trey, then he would be puzzled, and he wouldn't, and everyone would have been against him, and he wouldn't have been able to beat the rabbis. So he would really have been puzzled. He only killed the rabbis because he was really kosher. So, why in trey would he be puzzled? Everyone asks, right? In trey, give him his cheskas kashrus, that his mother was definitely shayra before this incident happened in Modian or wherever it was. I think it was in Modian. His mother was definitely kosher. Why not say, keep the mother b'cheskas kashrus? And Rashi answers, and Tosfos jumps down his throat. Rashi says, no, cheskas kashrus, the mother's invested. There's no cheskas kashrus of Yanai, meaning he was born after this incident. He was already born without a cheskas kashrus. His mother, till she was 30 years old, I'm making up a number, was cheskas kashrus. Then when she was 30 years old, had a suffix. She was invested, we would say cheskas kashrus. Then when she was 31, she had Yanai. Yanai was already born, besuffic. So the chazaka of the mother does not help for Yanai. And Tosos jumps on him and says, no, it's a mefurish gemara in Ksubos that the chazak of the mother does help kasher her daughter. And if you look in the, that's a Mishnah, that's a gemara. There's two mount number three, paskin cheskas ha'ein mahani labas. And if you look in the gemara there, it's because of the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So that's machlokes in Tosos and many we've shown him against Rashi. What should this be tali on, perhaps? How about whether or ha'av, or again, all the genders here are locked off. Just means if you pass the chazaka on from one generation to another generation. Rashi said no. Now, if you think about it, mitzad birur, one of the things Tosfos says to Rashi is, how can the chazaka of the mother not help for Yanai? If she's kosher, he's kosher. If he's puzzled, he's puzzled. There is no something about him. He's just an afkamina of his mother's status. So how can her chazaka not help for him?
What's Rashi going to say back? Or what Rashi is going to say back is that depends with mitzad birur and ahaga. Mitzad birur, I think there's no room to be misopic whatsoever. Mitzad birur, of course the mother's chazaka mahani liyanai. If we believe the mother's still kosher, then Yanai must be kosher because he's just enough to mean it was mother's status. Mitzad birur, you for sure. Pashut. Dechezkas ha'aim. Mehani livna. And that is the shita of Tosos and others. But mitzad hanhaga, no, that's not so pashut. Maybe mitzad hanhaga, the chazak of the mother works for the mother because we started thinking she was kosher, she's still kosher. But since we never started thinking the other is kosher, he is no chazaka. You know, it's not so pasha because you say mitzad hanhaga once we paskin for her. But especially in a case where he never came to Bezdin to ask. Only he came to Bezdin and was being judged. So you could say, like chazkas ha'aim lo mehani livna, which is the shita of Rashi mitzad hanhaga. Of course, the chazak of the mother wouldn't help. And I would add, if I can get a tiny, tiny bit ahead of myself, that Rashi might work well, Lishitase, because the famous question is, hold on, if Rashi holds the chazaka of the parent, is not machriya the kid. Again, mitzad birur, it has to be machriya the kid. You know, if the mother's kosher, of course the kid has to be kosher. There's no two ways about it. It's impossible for the mother to be kosher and the kid to be pasul, or the mother to be pasul, the kid to be kosher. But mitzad hanhaga, you could say, no, the mother, she had already a status of heter, of kashrus, so she stays in her status of kashrus. The baby was born with a cloud over him without any status, so he has no status. Everyone asks on Rashi, what about our sugya? And our sugya is also trade just like Yanai. Our sugya and the sugya of Yanai are very similar. There's a guy who might or might not be a proper kohen. Why? Because his mother might or might not have been pasul l'kahuna, right? And there's a trade, whether it's kosher l'kahuna or pasul l'kahuna. And the psak is different. We have that on the board. I'll have it on the board again. In Yanai's case, the psak was that he is pasul. And in our case, the psak is clearly that he's kosher, right? The only having to pasul is ibusu beidina, and we don't even pasul that way. In our case, the psak is clearly that he's puzzled. Unless you have a tarp of and that's a technical problem, you don't have a tray, but clearly, if there's a tray, he is kosher in our sugya. According to Rashi, why is he kosher in our sugya? The chazaka of the father and mother shouldn't help for him. He was born under a cloud of suspicion, right? Because maybe his mother is a grusha or chalutza, maybe she wasn't, right? So, in our sugya, why not? In our sugya, what kind of chazaka does he have? Don't say the chazaka of the father. It sounds more like chazaka of the father. What's the language of our sugya? The language is. Fourth line. Correct. Okay, maybe that's the best line we can have. It sounds like the issue is he keeps the chazaka of his father. His father's a kohen, he's a kohen. Okay, but how does that help according to Rashi? So Rashi answers this question. Rashi doesn't answer this question in Bava Basra because, I mean, maybe he did. We don't have Rashi in Bava Basra, but Rashi answers this question in Ksubas because it appears also in Ksubas. What did Rashi say the answer was in Ksubas? Where's the cheskes kashras? Don't say the cheskes kashras of the father. What cheskes kashras? What does Rashi say in Ksubas? Right. So when the Eid Echad came, we're moking him becheskas kashrus. Right? Now again, that's a funny kind of cheskas kashrus. When the Eid Echad came, we're moking him becheskas kashrus. What do the many Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritva and Kedushin say to Rashi? What do you mean when the Eid Echad came, we're moking becheskas kashrus? That's not a chazaka. That's just what the Eid Echad made us think. You can't call that a chazaka. And they don't like this idea. No one likes this idea of Rashi, I must admit. I mean, there's so many kashas you could ask on this idea of Rashi. But where's my Ramban? Sorry.
No one likes this. No one likes this idea of Rashi. The ode says the Ramban, the Chazaka, Vamachli, Dushal, Edus, Alelo, Ain't a Chazaka.
No, a Chazaka that just comes because someone was made that way, that's not a Chazaka. Chazaka means what was originally, not what someone told us originally. And he brings many proofs. If Rashi's going to have to technically get out of the Dochel Gadol, he's not going to get out of the Dochel Gadol. He will get out of the Dochel Gadol. You know, whether in, you know, this month or the next month. But Rashi says, yeah, the Chazaka in Arthudia, what's the Chesketh Kashrus of this guy? It's not his father's Chesketh Kashrus. Chesketh Kashrus of this guy, the first aid was Machshir him. And he had some things that the first aid was Machshir him, and no one disagreed. There's a cold that disagreed. A cold doesn't exist compared to Edom. Again, forgetting that Tosos thinks the cold was actually stronger than Edom. If an aid was Machshir and no one disagreed, that makes him Cheskes Kashrus. And what did the Ramban say to him and others? He said, what do you mean? A chazaka of what someone's made is not a chazaka. Only a chazaka of what you are is a chazaka. Not a chazaka of what someone says you are. Now again, going back to Ruth. If everyone always thought who was whose mother, etc., for their whole life, that's very strong. They were just mean. Someone comes to the mess and says something. Why did that make that the chazaka, which is chazaka be'ikara? So I think here's Rashi Lushitase, that Rashi is going on a very, very serious angle of Hanhaga here. How about this question of what about a Chazaka Machmas? Say a little better. The Eid Achad Sheheid Tchila Shahaya Kasher in our Sugya says Rashi, that's considered Chazaka. Says the Ramban, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Of course, it's not Chazaka. Again, Mitzan Birur, which Eid came first, shouldn't be a Chazaka. Here, I think it should be Pashtut. The Eino Chazaka. Why? Because it's not that he was first Kasher. It's that the aid first told us that he was Kasher. How is that going to be a beer? Kibash the Eino Chazaka. The who Lohaya Kasher of Rak Eid Echad Omar Shehu Kasher. Meaning, if one aid, let's say again, Monday one aid says he's kosher. Rashi says that's Cheskes Kashrus. How is that Cheskes Kashrus? Monday one aid said he's kosher. He was either pasul his whole life or kosher his whole life. The fact that one aid said he's kosher on Monday shouldn't give him Cheskes Kashrus. Does one aid give you Cheskes Kashrus? Rashi says one aid gives you Cheskes Kashrus. So if the aid first says you're pasul, you're kosher, and then people come to say you're pasul, you're Cheskes Kashrus. If you would have first said you're pasul and then said kosher, you have Cheskes Kashrus. And the Ramban disagrees with this. Let's say a little more pithily. He would say, Pashut, the Tzak Lehashir Machmas Eid Eino Yotzer Chezkas Kashrus. This is the Ramban and others. Says, no, just because we pass in your kosher based on one aid doesn't mean your cheskes kashrus. We look at the emes. How were you born? The answer is you were born with suffix. We don't know who your mother was before you were born. You're really the cheskes nothing. And what does Rashi say? Right? Yishlomer kirashi dimochsak bekashrus al yaday eid echad. What does Rashi say? Ah, when the eid echad comes, you're now the cheskes kashrus. You stay kosher, don't prove it otherwise. Why? Mitzanan Haga. It can make sense, Rashi. Well, she does say Mitzanan Haga. What your mother was is irrelevant. We don't care about your status. But an artificial status created by an Eid Echad who happened to chop first. Again, it's an artificial status. Then there was Trey. Just which Eid happened to chop first. The artificial status based on who happened to chop first. Rashi says it here. He's not the only one who says it. There's a, I think we saw the Talmidei Rav Yonah said something like this. I think the Talmidei Rav Yonah also said something like this. that maybe we even had on the board beforehand, when it came to the stira between Trey and Trey, whether they're kosher versus Trey and Trey about someone else, whether he's kosher, and the Riff and the Rashi in Ksubas Daf Chav Vav. Ksubas Daf Chav Beis, I mean. That is Moso Gasha al Beis Echad, meaning can what we now think of Bezdin create a Chazaka. That's the real Nafkamina. What we now think of Bezdin, which is really, in the end, was Muchash. Can an aide who is later Muchash create a Chazaka? I don't mean can an aide who testifies in his true create a Chazaka. Of course, he's true. That's why I mean, let's see this a little better. Can an aid who's or paslos? Okay, kashros or paslos. Is an aid who's later huchas create a chazaka? Rashi thinks yes, this aid that was huchas, but it created a chazaka because he chafed at the time and wrote in your status the label of kasher. Now we can't change that label until proven otherwise. And the Ramban says, no, that's ridiculous. Who cares what wrote on the label? Lemaisa, that was all irrelevant. And the Ramban brings many, many proofs from every Sunyan Shas against Rashi, which Rashi will obviously have to get out of.
I'm a little confused. So I remember that Malik spoke about how by Malim and Kahuna, that Ne'ed Echad, according to the Lada Rishonim, is like the Schwitz, like the best way, it's ideal, so to speak. And only the Ramban like uniquely thinks you need to aid it. So, Is it that we still don't have like a P
Shay? You know, the issue is not Eid Echad versus Shay Echad. The issue is that the Eid Echad here was Huchash at the end. It became a trade of trade, right? Two came against it, one came to join it.
It would be true according to if it was two Eidim.
Correct. It would be true according to two Eidim as well.
Oh, so it's not that.
No, I'm not, right. I am Eid. Am, like that? Right. Shehuchash Shu. I'm not going to be consistent with the parentheses. Basically, if you're looking at Birur, Lemaisa in the end, these Eidim were all Huchash. It's back to Trey. How do they create a Chazaka? They're all even. They cancel each other out. If you're looking at Hanhaga, then actually you could say, you know, the Hanhaga was once you had a reason to pass and Kasher, it stays Kasher. Once you had a reason to pass and Kasher, it stays Kasher.
Yeah, it's not clear according to Rashi that he thinks it's just Eidachot doing the work. He has three different Nishonos on Lam and Beis and Aleph here, and only one.
No, this is Rashban.
I mean the Rashbam.
Oh, I'm not talking about the Rashbam. What the Rashbam does, he says both things, right? The Rashbam says, he said, you know what the Cheskes Kashrus is? Oh, Cheskes Kashrus Kamaisa of his father. And also, we're Machshel Pideach, but he brings Tosos and he brings Rashi. Why does he bring Tosos and Rashi? So, Yeshua Denazet. One answer is maybe he's just hedging his bets. He knows Rashi, he knows Tosfos. You know, whichever pshat, I'll go one way or the other. He's not saying one pshat, he's just covering all the pshat. Or maybe, this is what the Avni Mulla on the sheet says, he's saying one pshat, and because he has a sheet of the trade stake in Rabbanan, it means Rabbanan, you're not allowed to follow Chazak from trade, but the Rabbanan allowed you to follow two Chazakas from trade. And therefore, he has to bring two Chazakas in order to allow you to override the tray. That's the other possibility in this Rashbam. But I'm talking about Rashi. Rashi is not like the Rashbam. Rashi only says the last line of the Rashbam. And he doesn't say the first line. Okay, we'll talk more about it. And let me just throw out a few more. A few more questions. This is going to be an interesting question. How about the following case, right? The Ramban mentioned this someplace once. This is a bit of a das yachid. But what if there is a sort of cause and an effect? Let's take an example. The mikveh is the cheskes kashrus. And I'm the cheskes tumah, and I tovel. So the mikvah's cheskes kashrus says I'm still kosher. My cheskes tumah would say I'm so. The mikvah's cheskes kashrus says I'm tar. My cheskes tumah would say I'm tummy. Or the classic case of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, depending on who you ask. What if there's a sakin is becheskes kashrus? And the sakin is becheskes kashrus. And
And the animal is Becheskes Isser. So, and I shaft and I don't check the knife afterwards. So, do we say the animal's kosher because the sakin was Becheskes Kashrus? Or do we say, no, maybe the sakin got puzzled and the animal's puzzled because the animal is Becheskes Isser? Okay, that is a lopsided question. Almost everyone says follow the mikvah and follow the sakin if there's no other factors, like he didn't discover the mikvah was problematic later or find the knife had damaged later. But it's not 100% clear what we would paskin. It's not 100% clear. There's a deal in the Gemara what we paskin in this case. So without getting into it, right, this is the sugya on Chulin Daf Yud. Mamash without getting into it. It's a very complicated sugya, but let's ask the following case. What if you had Hazaka of the Sakin / Mikvah versus the Hazaka of the Behema / Gavra? And why do you say versus? Because the Sakin Becheskes, that's a good Shvita. It's a smooth Sakin. The Mikvah Becheskes is a good Shvita. It's a Kasher Mikvah. But the Behema Becheskes being Usher. And the Gavra Becheska being tummy. Now, again, it's very lopsided. Almost everyone agrees that it's Tahar, it's Mutter, we follow the Chazaka, the Sakin. But what I would say is, without getting into it, Ein Kamakom Maharich, it's a whole sugya, which gets much more complicated. But I think Mitzad Birur, it's Pashut. What's the Birur? The Birur is the Sakin and the Mikvah. That's what actually determined it. Mitzad Birur, I don't care what the end result is, I care what caused that result, I care what's true. What's true is that the sakin caused the animal status, the animal didn't cause the sakin status. The mikvah caused the gavra. It's pasha that mitzad birur. I would say, what's the cause, what's the effect? And judge the cause, the effect will flow from that. So pasha, the azlinan basar, sakin, or the mikvah. Very simple, because if I mevarer what I think the sakin was, I know the animal. If I'm a varra what the mikvah was, I know the status of the gavra, and not vice versa. If I'm a varra the gavra, I don't know what the mikvah was. The sakin causes the animal to be closer to a trace. The mikvah causes the gavra to be tummy or taller. As opposed to mitzah han hagav means ulai yesh makom lomar. It's a very sheepish yachid. Ulai yesh makom lomar de azlinan basar chezkas. Again, this would be very difficult. I don't even know if I should put it on the board because it's a very dachok shita. You know what? It's going to be hard to find a shita. Bachar chedkas ha behema / a behema / gavra, even though that's a very dachok shita. But I think this will tie into a few other things. Yes. It's very similar to chedkas ha'enach b'mina.
I was about to say, because maybe Rashi said Shita. Because...
Correct. You have to see her work out. Let me mention a few other things. I know I'm running out of time, and I haven't even gotten anywhere. But let's look at, for a second, again, this is going to be similar. This is also going to be similar. It's going to be similar to number 9. Let's look at some of the Kovetz Ha'aros, right? The Kovetz Ha'aros, he deals with this Hakira. He has a few nafkaminas, and these are all, again, this is the most speculative. He says the Kovetz Ha'aros, Ulai, Ein Echad, Neged Chazaka. Do we believe in Ein Echad against Chazaka? It's not a portion Shas, whether you believe in Ein Echad against a Chazaka or not, right? As a matter of fact, it seems to be a... not in Bayah, but a suffix, Shalom Nefshah, in Dapi Zayin in Yubamos. If something Becheskes Isher, we leave an Eid Echad who says it's Mutter, and perhaps vice versa, and it seems to be a Chod Shushon that we paskin. Very unclear if we believe an Eid Echad against Chazaka or not. Right? This is Nogeya, even Halach Lomaisa, right? For example, if something Becheskes Tevel, well, no, that's not an example, but. Okay, it's going to be tricky to find an example. We'll leave it for now. The Maisa says Rav Chanan, he thinks maybe this should have to do with our Hakira. If Chazaka is a beaver, then who says an Eid Echad can stand up to another beaver? Says Rav Chanan, Nekovitz Aros, says, no, maybe you would say the Eid Echad Eino neman neged birer de chazaka. Chazaka is a stronger birer. You do pass on something based on chazaka that are stronger than eirachad. But if chazaka is not haga, what that means is if we don't know, we keep the label until proven otherwise. But if we have any way of knowing, of course we'd rather have any way of knowing. Here he says, Pasha. Say the Kol Taros that no, the Eid Echad is Naman Lachria B'Makom Safek. Okay, all this you could definitely say otherwise. This is how he looks at it. Of course, if it's really a Safek and we don't know anything, then we should believe in Eid Echad if we don't know anything. He says maybe that's the Yisod of that Machlokes Rishonim. He throws in a few, let me throw in a few other things. Oof. Let me throw in a few other nafkaminas. Again, each of these sugyas you have to learn in and of themselves. And this will be the most simple way to read the sugya. And then, of course, you can always complicate it further if you so desire. And hopefully we'll get to mention at least a little further complication today. Another nafkamina he gives, this is more of a cute nafkamina. He says, I'm a little messed up about this. I'd be nervous to follow him, even according to that side. If there's a chazaka that something is usher, can you swear that it's usher? Bit of a cheap nafkamina. After all, if there's a beer that it's usher, then you know it's usher, so you can swear, and you haven't done a shvur sheker. If it's just a hanhaga, then you don't actually know, so you have no right to swear to it. Okay, I would say it's a clever nafkamina. This is the Kol Taros nafkamina. I mean, that's also the Kol Taros nafkamina. Ha'im mutar lishava al pi chazaka. Can you swear that something is usher if there's a cheskes isser, or mutter if it's a cheskes hetter? If it's a birur, then mutter li shava al pi chazaka. But if it's just a hanhaga, then it would be usher li shava. I can't, if it's just a hanhaga, then I don't know. But I keep it usher, I can't swear that it's usher. That's just what I do. Okay, that's a bit of a maybe even call it a cute one. I'll just mention a few other ones. This ties into our sugya earlier. What about Cheskas Itzer? The Omer Bari Li Shemutter. Something the Cheskas Itzer, but this guy claims he's sure that it's water. This ties into the case on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Trey Utrey, she was the Cheskas Itzer, Trey Utrey, whether her husband died or divorced her. She was the Cheskas Itzer, but she said, Bari Li, that my husband died. And therefore, she can remarry. Is that necessarily true? Can you say al pi bari that is a bari good enough to say to override a cheskes isser? So this is actually quite controversial. It sounds very more like it is, even though she was a cheskes isser, the bari is good enough, but it's not really. It's not really so pashut. This is actually a machlokas between Tosos and the Maharsha, whether Bori works to override a Cheskas Isser. Maybe it's this Tosos that I have here. No, that's a different one. Whether Bori works to override a Cheskas Isser. Does Bari work? That's the Tosas at the end of this one. Tosas asks, if Trey or Trey is Sveika Durabanan, that means really the Chazaka works, she's the Cheskas Ishus Ish, so how can she remarry even if she's a Bari? The Ani has to say, well, because Chazaka Ishus Daiko Mitzvah. He didn't just say the Bari works. Well, the Maharsha suggests that maybe we could just say that the Bari works, so maybe you could say, why would a Bari work or not? If it's a beer, it's hard to say that my tiniest bari can go into the beer. So then you might say that tiniest bari lo mehani neged beer. And that would be the opinion of Tosos. Oh, then have to ask your Mario if you have another chazak on her side, daiku mitzvah. But if you said it's just a hanhaga, and the hanhaga is that we treat as usher, but it could be yesh lomer de. Kainas Bari, it's not really Kainan Moros. Mahani, yeah, we don't really know. Nobody knows. We haven't been treated as usher, but if someone knows better,
They should treat it as mutter. After all, we don't really know they're wrong. They have the right to their own truth if we have no beaver against them. Okay, another nafkina might be a fasting machlokas. This is what the Tosos and the Marasha right here were about in Ksubas Behe and the Marasha in Ksubas Peches. Might have been about where am I? How about if you have Chezkas Haguf versus Chezkas Hadin? Chezkas Haguf as opposed to what's stronger? The Chazaka of physical Chazaka of the reality or the Halachic Psak? What's stronger, the physical reality or the Halachic Psak? Again, all of these are very, very deep subjects. You know, again, I'm really giving a little bit Mar Mekomos here. What's the case here? The case here is you had a Bitsora who was healed, but then got a different Sarasa. You're not sure if the white hair came first or the white skin came first, which, remember, the Gemara was, I mean, it wasn't really the Chumash, but in the Gemara, it was states, makes that a suffix, and then the whole question of Machria, and Tosa assumes a case where you have a different Saras. What if you were Bechezkas Tumas Saras, but not Bechezkas having this Nega? You had Saras on your right arm, which healed. Now the question is, does Saras come on your left arm? If we look at physically, you had no Saras on your left arm. But look how logically, then you had Bechezkas Tumas Saras. So how do we look at it? That is a big question. What? No, here it's the same answer. Either way, it's Tumas Saras.
Oh.
Right?
No.
Okay, so you're right. You're saying this is similar. A lot of these things are similar. That's what they got. Very similar to Machzikim Yisrael Eser. I agree. It is a bit similar to Machzikim Yisrael Eser. One could be Mechalik, that here's the same Eser, therefore there it's different Eser, or...
That's within Hagi. Meaning you could say one, not the other.
Correct. Let's just think about it for a second. Yeah, okay. That might actually work. What about a... Chezkas Haguf versus Chezkas Haguf is a phrase we've shown. There's not so much phrase we've shown in. Chezkas Hadin. What's the example of? He was the Chezkas Mitzora, the Safeg Ha'im Allah Saras Bimakom Acher Begufo. Right, so physically the Tsaras didn't come until proven, but halachically is Batonah. So you might say that's a matter of bigger no, very similar. So this, or again, these could all just be variations. And here Tosos would be Leshitasam, says Tosos. If you look at the deck of Birer, you would say Azlinan Basar Cheskat Hakov. What do you mean? Birer, we care what's physical. Physically nothing changed till proven otherwise. That's the best Birer, that physically nothing changed till proven otherwise. If we look at it as Anhaga, then maybe you would say, and this is the Maharsha in Das Chachamim, the Machlokes Tanarim there, he said, no, Avlinan Basar Chezkas Hamamad Hahilchati Yisbar. Right? And therefore you keep him a Mitzorah. That also might be totally on this Chakira. Again, the Maharsha is not making Chakiras. I'll just mention one or two other things, and then we didn't really get every place, and everyone will forget about it till the next time we meet. I'll have to figure out how to deal with that, very, very sadly. And also how to cover another 5 lot in the next month. Okay, all things to think about. Let me just mention one or two other things. Three Chodesh had a fascinating discussion. Do we say something Gavon Lekula B'makom Cheskas Isser? It seems Pashut not. We possibly Pashut not. But it's really not so pashut because there are some cases in Taros, if you recall from the second Taros, where we have Tumah D'Rabbanan, where you do say Safek Lekula, even if you were right, even if you were for sure Tumah, the Tumah D'Rabbanan, like Oncha Mashmi Kmeim and Balrusha Rubo Gimel Luga Mayim Shehuvim, and we're not sure if we told properly or not. Tumah Kvalos, we don't know if you went to the Kosher one or the Fussel one, we are Mashri. So this is obviously a big, big issue. I'll just mention two big issues. The last one is Super Alachol Maisa. Says, how about the discussion of the pre-Kaddosh of what about Safek D'Rabbanan B'makom Cheskas Yisra? I know if you look in the Shas Poli Sveik Sveika, he'll say Pashit Ramach there, But it's not so partial. The Brichadosh in his polyspace baker, not the Brichadosh on some after some diffusion, polyspace baker, this 15th problem of polyspace baker, says the Brichadosh is masochic about this. He brings a lot of quotes about this. He said, it's not beer, he said, chatzok is a beer that is usher. Why do you say, don't run the kuma? I think it's pashat, that is usher. There's a beer, that is usher. How can you stop a kuma? If it's a mere hanhana, then maybe it would be water. What's the point? But it's still suffix. In the suffix, we're not going to change the label until proven otherwise. But maybe a suffix rabbanon is still a reason to be makel. It's still a suffix. Maybe that depends on the talking suffix rabbanon of the why they went. One last thing I'll mention, which is halacha l'maisa, is if you have a cheskas heter, do you have to check if it changed, or do you just rely on it? Halacha l'maisa, where did they come up in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yud, Simon, I forget which Simon. Sittis, right? Remember, you have to check your tzitzit in the morning to make sure they didn't get puzzled, right? Big halacha l'maaseh question. You have to check your tzitzit in the morning, right? There's a difference even there between what the machaber says and what the mishabura says. He's a little more machaber. Machaber says, only bracha bracha v'atala, only when you make the bracha, it's a special chumrah min of the alma. Mishabura says, no, all your tzitzit really you should check. Okay, and the case in Shulchan Aruch and in Yud Ches of your day, how about the knife? The knife of Bechezkas Hefter. Do I have to check the knife afterwards to see if it got nicked? Or can I rely on that it's okay? How about Chiyuv Livdo Ha'im Nishtana Chezkas Hefter? Right? So again, you might say, you can always say, oh, it's a Chumra B'Alma. But from perspective of Beaver, if it's Beaver that it's Mutter, then Lachora, you shouldn't have to be Bodeg. What do you mean it's Mutter? It's just a hanhaga. We really don't know. If you really don't know, we rely on halacha, but you can check. Wouldn't it be better to check and find out? Yet a beaver, there's less pressure to check. We have a beaver. But if it's just a hanhaga, there's no beaver at all, you might as well say, we don't butcher you. But that might also affect this nafkamina. Okay, what I didn't get to today is the obvious, is I didn't get to the last four lines of 54, or part two of 55, which is, could it be Tzedina Chazaka? Could that explain a lot of things? And maybe even add to this, list. I guess I'll add, I'm not sure how my numbers worked out. I'll add one question to this list. And again, this is gonna be a variation of everything else, right? The Yad Ramah here, and I won't even get to the Ramban here, it's clear Tzedina. The Yad Ramah here, the Rabbah of Beis Din, quoted as interpreted by the Ramban Kiddushin. Does it matter when we thought of the suffix or when the suffix happened? Right? For example, does it make a difference if the rumor started spreading before Yanai was born or after Yanai was born? Right? Does it make a difference if the rumor spread before he was born or after he was born? I'll just end that thing. Right? Meaning, Shas Yidbiyas Hatzapi. Again, this is very similar to some of the other Nafkaminas, I think. You could say it's better than Nafkamina. Said the Yad Ramah, if we knew the Suffolk and then he was born, then he has no Cheskas Heter. If he was born and then we knew the Suffolk, he has Cheskas Heter. Now, either way, it depends what his mother was, right? Does says the Yad Ramah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Says the Yad Ramah and the Rav of Bez. And the Yad Ramah is here, the Rav Bez in the Ram Kedushin. He says, no. Em Nistaku Kodem Ledas Yanai Yeshlo Cheskas Kashrus. Em Yatsa Hasafik Lahor. That's a seal Lahor. Akar Ledaso. I meant the opposite, of course. If the suffix came out before he was born, he has no cheskas kashas. Ain't no cheskas kashas. Yeah, yotzo to achle doso, he has cheskas kashas. Meaning, cheskas kashas depends on, right, let's call it yitzias ha-suffix la'or. It depends on when the people, when the public knew about the suffix. For the public, the Bezdin, If we heard about the suffix before he's born, he has no keskes kashrus. If we heard about the suffix after he was born, he has keskes kashrus. Either way, the suffix happened before he was born. Because the suffix is that when there's mother is kashrus before he's born. Remember, he's only bustles, mother is kashrus 9 months before he was born. Right? Or you could say, like the other Rishonim, who did not give this answer, he says, no. It makes no difference. Again, this is very similar to when the suffix became known only when it actually happened. Right? And therefore, if something happened before he was born, then who cares when we found out about it? Again, it's not fever. Who cares when we find out about it? We have to look, when did the suffix happen and what is the psak? If it's a matter of hanhaga, it might depend when we found out. If we found out after he was born, we already had a hanhaga of kashrus. If we found out before he was born, he never had a hanhaga of kashrus. Again, beer should depend on the emes. Hanhaga might depend on what people think and what it seems like to the public. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this, but our time has run out for now. And I didn't get as far as I wanted. Kedarki Bakodesh, you will add. Who's going to be here on Monday? Our first man is the Monday after Pesach. Our first day is man, right? Who's staying in Israel and going to be here the Monday after Pesach? Who's flying to America and not going to be here the Monday after Pesach? A bunch of guys are not going to be here. You're flying to England, right?
Yeah.
You might be here the Monday after Pesach.
We won't be here, but I could zoom in recently because we've been for money to America.
Ah, that's a good ha'ara. Okay, it's might be a bit of a stretch to expect. I mean, the actual gross guys who this year is for
maybe be here 55A.
The Monday after Pesach. Although I do want to move on. Well, this is very fascinating. All right, we'll have to manage somehow. We'll have to sort of continue with this on the Thursday after Pesach, so I'll get off to a little slow start. And then I think we'll try to move just because there are some very big questions I want to cover. So maybe we'll finish up with the corals, and then we'll start moving a little and try to cover all the important questions that remain in the next five daf.